Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 80, staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 54. Sunshine on Tuesday with a high of 83 and clear skies Tuesday night with a low of 57. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 84. And showers may continue throughout Wednesday night with a low around 58. And more rain throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the school year of 2023 officially over and students enjoying the summer break, many are getting ready for the fall school semester, especially for the higher education. Although if you are going to a state university in Kansas, you will be paying more in tuition next year. As according to KWCH News, the Kansas Board of Regents has approved anywhere from a 5 to 7% tuition rate hike starting for the fall semesters in all six of the state universities.
I mean, it's expensive, but it's college. It's always sad to see things get more expensive, especially when your paycheck coming in the mailbox isn't getting bigger as fast as the prices are.
That audio from KWCH News. Fort Hays State University has the highest rate hike for next year, sitting at 7% of an increase. Wichita State University is at 5.9%, followed by Emporia State University, Kansas State University, and Pittsburgh State University, all with a 5% tuition rate hike. KU is at 4.99. Mid-America Network News.
Look no further than Midwest Kia for your next new Kia or certified pre-owned Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. We have 90 new Kias on our lot and ready for you today, with more arriving every day. Check out the new 2023 K5, sporty Sorento and Sportage, and the amazing Telluride. Are you considering buying a pre-owned Kia from anywhere else in town? Don't waste your time. Only Midwest Kia can offer you a certified pre-owned Kia and the peace of mind that comes with owning it. Visit us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid 5/11 to 6/1.
Communities across the state of Kansas are celebrating the 69th anniversary of the Supreme Court ruling on Brown v. Board of Education, saying that separating children in public schools due to race was unconstitutional. As WIBW reports, the Brown v. Board Summer Legacy Trust held their open discussion, releasing 32 different videos capturing stories of students and teachers during the desegregation era.
Had high-quality teachers, people who really cared about our success, knew our parents, and wanted to make sure that we learned all we were supposed to learn while we were in whatever our assigned grade was at that time.
It represents for me the fight that people had to provide the opportunities for blacks. It wasn't for better schools, it wasn't for better teachers, but it was for opportunities that were being denied.
The organization says they're also planning a big year-long celebration for the 70th anniversary of the ruling. Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Six individuals were arrested at the state capitol in Nebraska on Friday during the debate that ended up passing the Let Them Grow Act in the state by a 33-15 vote. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports the individuals that were arrested after the protests broke out during the conversation for Legislative Bill 574 that would restrict gender-affirming care to anyone under the age of 19 and would also implement a 12-week abortion ban in the state. After the passage of the bill, Governor Pillen released a statement saying, quote, all children deserve a chance to grow and live happily, fruitful lives. This includes preborn boys and girls, and it includes children struggling with their gender identity. These kids deserve the opportunity to grow and explore who they are and want to be, and they can do so without making irreversible decisions that should be made when they are fully grown. The arrest happened after individuals got out of hand and refused from law enforcement to leave the balcony of the chambers as 25-year-old Mar Lee of Lincoln was arrested for disturbing the peace and trespassing.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business, including Marshall County Commissioners. Washington County did discuss conversations with TC Energy regards placing a bridge at the location of a low water crossing on Mill Creek. TC Energy is reportedly open to sharing costs, but had declined covering the entire cost. Gage County Board of Supervisors briefly discussed a bridge on the state line with Marshall County north of Oquito. Marshall County has declined an offer to discuss replacing the structure with a low water crossing or multiple tubes. City of Seneca has hired a new city administrator. Steve Brooks of Girard has served as Public Works Director and was among 14 applicants and three finalists interviewed for the post. He will start work June 19th in Seneca at $100,000 annual salary. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session Thursday evening with agenda items to republish the budget and discuss teacher negotiations. City of Beatrice is hosting a downtown stakeholders meeting Monday 4 until 6 p.m. at the City Auditorium to share a master draft plan for redevelopment of Court Street in Beatrice. The design team and city staff have reviewed initial feedback from an open house last month and will seek additional input at the open house this evening, which is open to the public. Kansas Corporation Commission has scheduled three public hearings in July to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's recent rate increase request and to make comments before the commission. They're scheduled in Topeka, Overland Park, and Wichita. KNDY is airing a series of special advertising this week as a cooperative fundraiser with Marysville High School Forensics Team, which partnered with local businesses supporting their participation in national competition, with seven students departing this week for Louisville, Kentucky. Catch the local news and our news blocks on your time, anytime. Download a podcast of the morning and midday edition of our news on KNDY at our website, KNDYradio.com, and available on our Facebook page. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Polish sausage, potato wedges, sliced carrots and sauerkraut, and peaches. Tomorrow, cavatini with French bread, green beans, and pineapple. KNDY News Time 7:12.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit warmer throughout this week, sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. More sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the lower 80s. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. There will be a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. And more showers may continue throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still a slight chance for some rain showers on Thursday, otherwise sunny and breezy with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more rain showers possible throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain still possible on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 80s. And more showers over Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 57, and the record low, 35. Sunset this evening, 8:39. Sunrise in the morning at 6:09. Bright sunshine and 52 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill cost for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
The Heat making a shambles of the Celtics, and the Golden Knights take care of business at home. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Miami Heat just one win away from another NBA Finals appearance, pushing Boston to the brink of elimination with a resounding 128-102 Game 3 victory in the NBA Eastern Finals. The Celts didn't even bother sending their two All-Stars to the court in the fourth quarter. Gabe Vincent scored a career-high 29 points to pace the Heat. Jimmy Butler added 16. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra.
Some of the emotions are coming out, and then we're just going to direct this and keep on focusing on the task at hand. We'll really get our minds right to finish this thing off.
Celtics coach Joe Mazzulla.
I think the most important thing is just sticking together, and then I have to be better. I got to put them in better positions.
The Nuggets look to sweep the Lakers right out of the playoffs. Game 4 of the Western Finals tonight. Stanley Cup playoffs, Game 2 of the Western Finals in Las Vegas. Tonight's Jonathan Marchessault even the score at 2 late, and in overtime,
Johnston knocked it down. McNabb smacks it ahead into across the line. Stone to the right. Theodore shooting, save. Rebound is loose. They score!
The call on KKGK. Chandler Stevenson goal a minute and 12 seconds into overtime gave Vegas a 2-0 series lead. Baseball. Willie Adames went deep against his former team and the Brewers beat the Rays 6-4. On Sunday night baseball.
Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit left center. Straw on the run. Back near the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's a home run for Lindor.
Francisco Lindor tied the game against his former team and had a key single in an eighth-inning rally, the Mets taking the lead on a sack fly and edging the Guardians 2-1. The Mets also won the first game of a doubleheader, 5-4. In Atlanta, the Braves edged the Mariners 3-2. Orioles beat the Blue Jays 8-3 to sweep Toronto. And in St. Louis, the Cardinals doubled up the Dodgers 10-5. Brooks Koepka completed a two-stroke victory over Scottie Scheffler and Victor Hovland to win his third PGA championship. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
every season and every storm. The professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar powered and plug in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
Here's where we get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, May the 22nd. And as we do from time to time, we'll get an update on grains from grain economist, Kansas State University, Dan O'Brien.
Recent trends, of course, are all at play. The news up front has been the Kansas Wheat Tour, and I think most Kansas producers, given the results that came out of that tour and the negativity in terms of production that's come out of there, they're probably surprised to see on yesterday's futures that we'd seen a down day, a pretty hefty down day. July 23, closing down 28.5 cents, September 27, and then similarly going on. So that's something, and we'll talk about that in a little bit as to what that means, why the futures respond that way. And sometimes it's hard to understand what some economists have called the animal spirits of the futures markets and why they responded to something the way they did. But when we look at the sound numbers, there's much to be concerned about, and I think an actual harvested amount to be dealt with later on. Soybean futures, we're down about 3 cents July, the lead contract July, CME soybeans, 1333. Then we're starting to see pretty extreme drop-offs as we move on from July at 1333, August 1269, September 1203, November actually moving a little bit higher at 1250. So the market's probably anticipating, they're anticipating the lowest prices out there, is no doubt tied in with the Brazilian harvest final availability out there in September. But by the time we move to November, they're actually having some prices a little bit higher. But then you look at December corn at 505 and a quarter, July corn at 581 and a quarter, September corn 506, decent 505. So from old crop summer highs, we're basically moving down now to about $5 around the harvest time frame.
And that's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIG News because you need someone who is on your side, someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIG News, always on your side.
This Saturday, get primed for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brew's restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rock and Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
In Kansas, forest regeneration doesn't immediately sound applicable to us, but tree and deer density can impact our wooded ecosystems. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses a study investigating the impact of deer populations on forest regeneration.
So in the northeastern U.S. and Great Lakes region, there are lots of places where deer densities can get so high that deer actually browse so much of the understory that they create changes in the forest community, the habitat structure that's available, and then also the trees that regenerate and replace the existing trees in the forest. To test whether or not deer were affecting the replacement trees or the regeneration of sugar maple and different species of ash, they basically looked at whether or not excluding deer had an effect, but also looked at whether or not their timber stand improvement practices had an effect on the regenerating trees. What they found was a little counterintuitive based on a lot of the research that's been coming out of the Northeast and the Great Lakes, and that was that thinning was more important to which species of trees regenerated than the effects that the deer were having, even though the deer did a lot of browsing on the species that they were looking at.
Ricketts explains how this study's findings are applicable here in Kansas.
Typically, when we're thinking about this sort of thing in Kansas, we're thinking about different species of oak trees, hickory trees, walnut trees, pecans, and the way that we can think about this applying in Kansas is not necessarily so much about deer having an effect on the regeneration of the forest, but the fact that timber, whether it's oak timber or hickory timber or ash trees or something like that, as it matures, the canopy starts to close up and we get less and less sunlight getting to the ground. That can lead to a transition where we lose our understory. And that understory is the food and cover for many of the wildlife species that are in the forest. The way we sort of combat that is to create openings. So if we thin, then we allow more sunlight to get to the ground. It becomes thick, becomes hard to walk through, and that provides the cover that's also food for many of the wildlife species in our forests in Kansas.
Ricketts goes on to explain the procedure for thinning trees in Kansas.
So the reality is that even trees that are valuable like oak trees and hickory trees can become so dense that they need to be thinned. So it can be important to cruise through the timber, pay attention to which oak trees are producing the most acorns and those sorts of things, select trees that are not good acorn producers for thinning so that we can get lots of sunlight to the ground and regenerate the trees that we want to be regenerating.
That was Drew Ricketts, K-State wildlife specialist, discussing the impact of deer and tree density on forest regeneration. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, and a good morning to you, and the cattle business is doing well. 178 on the cash price, 280 to 282 on the carcass, so that's slightly higher. So it was a good week last week. Well, here today, we'll be firing away at 10 o'clock here this morning. Now, we certainly want you to remember that next Monday is Memorial Day Monday, so we will be observing that holiday. So keep that in mind, and we will be back on June 5th, Monday. And rather than a summer schedule, we'll be working week by week, folks. Certainly, there's dry areas in numerous directions, and we'll certainly keep that in mind in regards to our availability on the sale dates. Well, here today, in the 12 o'clock period, we will get into the hay department. In the square bales, there will be 80 prairie. That's the Jim Chinsby Good Prairie hay. In the big round department, we are loaded again. In the round alfalfa, there's 10 bales. Third cut, they weigh 1580. In the round prairie, there's 13 excellent bales. They weigh 1615. In the round corn stalks, there's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 56, 67, about 70 bales of corn stalks if you need to grind. In the round brome, there's 10 bales in groups of five. They weigh 1460. Very good stuff. In the round grass, 10, 20, 30, 40, 9, 59, 67 round grass bales in the new crop. Round rye, there is 11. In the round wheat straw, there is 2 semi-loads of 26 and 26 if you need grinding hay. And in the round CRP, there is 17 bales. Well, here today, after the cow sale, which was very, very big, we're going to start at 9:30 here this morning. Actually, I think I said 10 o'clock. We do have a lot of weigh-ups as this weather is not complimentary in a lot of directions. So, at about 12:45, we will get into cow-calf families, and we certainly do have them. If your grass certainly will take on a few more families, we certainly got good families. 12 black and black baldy families are going to be 4 to 8 year old. They have February, March black calves. We got a great set of Thornburg 60 black baldy families, 3 to 5 year olds. They're 30 to 60 day old calves, castrated, vaccinated, ready to go to grass. We've got one black bronze crossbred first calf family, 60 day old calf. And certainly, folks, we've got another 20 to 25 families. They're in smaller groups. Actually, very good families if the grass will stand in your area and you need to add to your list. Now, on the other side of the coin, if we cannot find grass for those families, we're certainly going to have a lot of calves. So you might stop in and check out that, folks. And if you need small heading calves, we certainly could have a bunch of those here today. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with Mieske out of Weeping Water. 9 black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 400 to 600. Wayne, Adam, and Son out of Odell. These are nice. 25 black baldy steer and heifers are going to be winged back. They're going to be 450 to 550. Dave and John Niemeyer out of Beatrice. 35 black baldy, red baldy, steer and heifers, wean back 6 to 8 1/4. Zobek Land and Catawata Westerns got 15 black and red steer and heifers, 550 to 650. Linda Korblick out of Fairmont's got 32 black steer and heifers, wean back. They're going to weigh 5 to 650. The Kennedy calves out of Tecumseh, 10 black steers are going to be weaned back, folks. They're going to be in that 600 pounds. Sean St. Louis out of Friends got 10 black steer and heifers weaned in back, 4 to 550. Mr. Winslow out of Steiner, 11 red white face steer and heif yearlings, 8 to 9. Larry Hafer, 5 red and black bull heifers yearlings, 800. Mr. Dance out of First got some 5 to 600 pounders. They're going to be 9 red white face steer and heifers, 21 day weaned back, so certainly a nice run of cattle. Now, again, starting at 9:30 on the way-ups on a very large run, it'll be about 12:45 on good families. Don't forget the hay sale at 12 o'clock. Memorial Day Monday, we will be closed, but we will be back June 5th. Well, again, if you got any questions or need our service, please give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571, along with Cale Harden, Ryan Sommerhalder. We certainly would like to visit with you. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:32 from KNDY and 52 degrees this hour. Highs around 80 on tap, seasonal highs most of this week.
What is the best way to remove garlic or onion odors from your skin? A look at the stainless steel solution today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers.
And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 22nd, the 142nd day of the year. Sherlock Holmes creator Arthur Conan Doyle was born on this day, and in 1906, the Wright brothers received a patent for their flying machine. The next time you're left with the odor of garlic, onion, or fish on your hands after cooking, try this trick. Rub them on stainless steel to erase the smell. It works because odor-causing sulfur compounds will bind with molecules in the steel and remove them from your skin. It can be any stainless steel surface, a spoon or fork, the sink or faucet, or a stainless steel appliance. You can even buy stainless steel soap bars in many kitchen shops. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more household advice online at almanac.com.
Turnkey custom home builds with Inline Construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It was not a good weekend for the Kansas City Royals. In fact, the Royals got swept by the Chicago White Sox. The Royals could only manage to put together three runs during the entire weekend series. They scored two yesterday in a 5-2 loss, one on Saturday in a 5-1 loss, and no runs on Friday in a 2-0 loss. The Royals now come back home. They'll start a three-game series against the Detroit Tigers. The first pitch will be at 6:40 tonight. Brooks Koepka made history yesterday at the PGA Championship as he won his third PGA Championship. He is one of only three golfers in the world to do so. Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods are the other two. Koepka posted 367 on the final round yesterday. He won the tournament at 9-under. It is a 3-0 lead for Miami as they beat the Celtics last night 128-102 to lead the series 3-0. Denver has a 3-0 lead over L.A. Those two teams could play the final game tonight.
KNDY.